debt-burdened Greeks go to the polls on Sunday in the country's most important vote in decades. After several years of cutbacks and recession, voters are angry and frightened about the future. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports that the race has no clear frontrunner, and a muddled result could further undermine Greece's standing in the Eurozone.
Polls suggest the socialists and conservative New Democracy, which have alternated running the country for decades, will be punished. They're the only ones endorsing austerity measures imposed by Greece's international creditors in exchange for two big bailouts. Pollster Kostas Panagopoulos says tax hikes, rocketing unemployment, wage and pension cuts, and 4 years of recession are erasing the ideological fault line created by two dictatorships and a long civil war. The vote, he says, is an austerity referendum.
For the first time in Greece, the line which divides the electorate is not the traditional line left and right. Now, the division is the loan agreement pro and against.
The vote could mark the end of an entrenched political system as old party loyalties fade away. Taxi driver Georgos Kotsougilas had always voted socialist. This time he's voting for the independent Greeks, created by right-wing politician Panos Kamenos.
He's a true patriot. He comes from a wealthy family, so that means that he doesn't need the money. We have to have people like him now in the parliament.
Kamenos, who broke with the New Democracy Party, prides himself on having attracted many supporters for his new party in just a few weeks through Facebook. He rejects austerity imposed on Greece by a German-dominated EU.
Now, Germany look Greek not as partner, but as occupied territory.
As occupied territory.
They want our freedom and our sovereignty. We don't give them.
Sovereignty and democracy are the key issues of all the many parties opposing the austerity program. The big surprise could come from Syriza, the coalition of the radical left that groups Eurocommunists, Social Democrats, and Greens. At Syriza's closing rally, a huge crowd cheered the 37-year-old leader Alexis Tsipras, who proposes a government of all anti-austerity parties. The young leftist said Sunday's vote will restore democracy and stop the country's march toward destruction. Nicolas Ligatos is voting for Syriza also to send a message to Europe.
People in Greece want something else, to create another government, an alternate government, to lead us and the other European people to another world.
Despite the popularity of the anti-austerity fringe parties, analysts believe the Socialists and New Democracy will win a slim majority and continue to govern in coalition. But Sunday's vote is likely to produce a crowded, fractious parliament, a weak government, and possibly another round of elections in a few months. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.